see a hot shot hit, kid? I saw the gimp catch one in Philly. We rigged his room with a one-way whorehouse mirror and charged a Sosky to watch it. He never got the needle out of his arm. They don't if the shot is right. That's the way they find them. Dropper full of clotted blood hanging out of a blue arm. The look in his eyes when it hit. Kid, it was tasty. The meat cafe occupies one side of the plaza. A maze of kitchens, restaurants, sleeping cubicles, perilous iron balconies and basements opening into the underground baths. On stools covered in white satin sit naked mugwumps, sucking translucent colored syrups through alabaster straws. Mugwumps have no liver and nourish themselves exclusively on sweets. Thin purple-blue lips cover a razor-sharp beak of black bone with which they frequently tear each other to shreds in fights over clients. These creatures secrete an addicting fluid from their erect penises, which prolongs life by slowing metabolism. Addicts of mugwump fluid are known as reptiles. A number of these flow over chairs with their flexible bones and black pink flesh. A fan of green cartilage covered with hollow erectile hairs through which the reptiles absorb the fluid sprouts from behind each ear. The fans, which move from time to time, touched by invisible currents, serve also some form of communication known only to the reptiles. The sailor spotted his reptile. He drifted over and ordered a green syrup. The reptile had a little round disc mouth of brown gristle. Expressionless green eyes almost covered by a thin membrane of eyelid. The sailor waited an hour before the creature picked up his presence. Any eggs for fats? He asked, his words stirring through the reptile's fan hairs. It took 2 hours for the reptile to raise 3 pink transparent fingers covered with black fuzz. It took 2 hours for the reptile to raise 3 pink transparent fingers covered with black fuzz. Several meat-eaters lay in vomit, too weak to move. The black meat is like a tainted cheese, overpoweringly delicious and nauseating, so that the eaters eat and vomit and eat again until they fall exhausted. A painted youth slithered in and seized one of the great black claws, sending the sweet, rich metal curling through the cafe.
They functioned. We
real tight and put a splint on the limb to immobilize it if possible. Lie the guy down and then send for the helicopter. He'll get anywhere in Australia within a couple of hours. Well, they get him in there and decide whether to use antivenom. See, antivenom can be as life-threatening as the venom. If there's any allergy, they have to test for allergy. That can kill within seconds. Yeah, so that can shock. Now the amount of venom injected is under the control of the snake. The snake, yeah. Oh, hell yes. If you really get a snake mad, if you try to kill it or something, he will inject much more venom than he will in what is known as an evasive strike, when he just strikes and then tries to get away. Fuck around with any 9-foot typhons, particularly when they adopt a warning position and hiss explosively. Well, the only snakes that will attack without provocation are the black mamba in Africa, a very hysterical and very deadly snake. They get to be 10 feet long. The black mamba, the bushmaster in South America, that has a very weak venom, but a lot of it, and the king cobra. It's not anywhere near one of the more potent venoms, but they got plenty of it. And it's potent enough. Potent enough, yes.
Isn't technology great?
Hello. If you see me, perhaps say so. I don't know if this thing is fucking working. It's been on for a while. Let's see. Period. Period blood. Okay. Let's see here what we got. Oh, I didn't even get the cunt tab. Oh, there's barrel modeling. Oh, I didn't see any of these little checks until just now. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. My name is Madge Weinstein, and the reason I played that Burroughs piece, Any Eggs for Fats, it's not a moo-moo, it's a dress, ask your mother. And, high barrel molding, whatever your name is. I'm sorry, I fucked some shit up. I have a laugh track, though. Here. Isn't that fun? No. Yeah, it is. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. Some important notes. First of all, we have a rehash courtesy of Cheryl Murkowski. Uh-huh. Andy, my point is just this. your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
Hey.
Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories at least. Go for it.
Oh, my.
It's the most interesting thing that's happened in this.
Did you hear me then?
Are you in your own room or do you share a room with mother?
I have my own fucking room, you stupid bitch. I swear to God, I would sit on your face.
Yeah,
I'm making whale
plumbing
sounds.
Do you have water? Sewage treatment? Where did you walk, Andy? Where did you go on your walk?
Eat the bird, bitch!
Please don't make fun of him at this time. Please don't worry about it. Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly.
Okay, now we can start. It's going to be a short show because I have today's my... Today's my Tuesday. My Tuesday, you know, which means I gotta do shit. I mean, not do shit. The vagina's self-cleaning. The color's different today? Do the colors look different today? God damn it. Hello, Beryl Maudling. This show is dedicated to Beryl Maudling because I like his or her name. Beryl Maudling, what's up with the name? Beryl Maudling? What up with that? Dudus. Dude, Beryl Maudling. Dude, Beryl Maudling. Beryl Maudling. Hang on, I gotta get into this. Jesus Christ, you know what? This is the wrong revision of the flash on here. On this other computer, I just realized. Okay, live stream. So I'm back to Ustream, uterus stream, because... enough is enough with this. Yahoo's fascist, and I forgot I was boycotting them anyway. And they have a terms of service agreement that basically... What the fuck is wrong with this thing? Jesus. Oh, fuck my hole with Christ on a sideways fork. Jesus Christ. It's fucking... Jesus Christ. Commoonster. Do I have the numlock on or something? What was I looking for? God damn it, I'm not right-clicking, you fucking cunt. Fucking douche-ass thing. I am trying to yeast. What am I doing? Ustream. I want to just fucking look at the fucking goddamn chat room. That's all I want to fucking do. But it keeps thinking I'm right-fucking-clicking, and I ain't. There's no fucking right-clicking, you fucking sod. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Oh, I know what it is. It's the Royalist Keyboard. It's the Wireless Keyboard. Because I got some records sitting on it. How down? How down? Ah, God. Don't look at my ass. Fat. Jesus. Okay, bet it'll work now. Yes, sure. Sure it does. Yeah, now it works. Hello, Beryl. How are you? This one's for you, wherever we go. How's the quality today? Nuclear facility. Teardowns, Brian Rakakalak. Fiction. I don't know about any of that, darling, but what I do know is that the New York Philharmonic... No, wait a sec. I think the New York Philharmonic for the first time was broadcast into North Korea. I don't care about politics anymore, because... it's just gotten surreal and retorted. This one's for you. Wherever I go, get fucked. Am I recording? Yes, yes. This one's for you. I don't know anything about this North Korea visit. I'm sorry. All I know is about the Eggman. The Eggman. The Eggman, of course, being Beryl Maudling and Mike Huckabee-ist. I don't know if you heard me read it before the pogrom, but Mike Huckabee-ist endorses the egg as a person amendment. That's per the Denver Post. Ecuador, Schmequador. Greenspan negative on U.S. economy, even though it's all his fault. Actually, I was reading an interesting article yesterday that says, you know, it's totally the government's fault. And the fact that they try to blame private business is ridiculous, which reminds me, let's go to Max. I have some emails from Max that I have waiting. Oh, Jesus Christ, now the straight Chris is there. I have, how many eyeballs do you have in the back of my cunt? Let's see. All right. The former Greenspan chairman of the Virginia, is this quality okay of the stream? The wee-wee stream? Hello? Oh, God. Let's see, I bought a case of Gold Bond, medicated itch cream. Gold Bond, it looks a little what? It looks a little what? Finish the sentence, please. Dog. Turn the video down slightly. Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Let me just look over here, and then we'll prolapse together. Okay, I'll turn it down. We're at 80%. I'm going to go to 70%. And the audio is at 50. Okay, change it to 70. And my... Hello? Am I on? Is there a delay? Looks like a little delay. I have a vagina, and get fucked. Now, I have some nice clips sent to me by a nice person whose name I forgot. Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm going to have to log on to this other Skype account because I got an email from one of these Nigerian cell people, Nigerian loan officers. I thought maybe I could get some money. I know Cheryl did this, and this is a direct copycat of her. And for all I know, they won't answer because I'm doing it in real time, so I don't have to wait for them. I don't have time for them to prolapse my vagina out. You know what I mean? I have to switch to another my more personal Skype account. I use a pseudonym because Bug Chaser. How did you do that? Where it says Bug Chaser chases butterflies. Is there like a still choppy with lots of buffering? Well, is anyone else experiencing that? Or is it just smoother? I am. Okay, well then I'm taking the audio. God damn it. I should have stuck with that fucking... I'm going to 60%. Tell me if it's any better. Okay, now we're at 60%. I'm still ugly, don't worry. Beryl, is it better now? Beryl Maudling? Beryl! Beryl, that's not nice, Brian. I'm very beautiful, except on every day that ends in the letter Y. Just for that, I'm going to put my cake ring on. Is it better, Beryl? Better for you. Thank you, Beryl Maudling. I only care about Beryl today. It's the show for Beryl Maudling, even though I have no idea who she is. Please don't tell me, Beryl. I'd rather you remain an enigma to my... Okay... I use the objective Dutch, mine, the format of the words, hiccups now and then, whatever. Do not quote Tootsie, I'm not fucking Tootsie. God damn fucking Tootsie. God, I hate fucking Tootsie. All right, Beryl, what should we talk about now, Beryl? It's your show. What do you think, Beryl? Beryl, come on. Beryl Maudling, Beryl. I'm not doing a damn thing till Beryl tells me what to talk about. Oh, we're going to... I forgot. Sorry, I already said. We're going to call that person, the phone sex in Nigeria. Call this number. Add it to the context to Nigeria, in case Cheryl wants to join in or something. Okay. Hello, I don't hear nothing. I'm sorry, just a second. Hello? Anybody home? I don't hear nothing on this thing. Hello? Call this number. Why don't I hear even the dial sound? I'm getting scared now. Hello? I need to make sure this is really works, King. Maybe it's because I have it on Do Not Disturb. Let's try that. There we go. Maybe Beryl Maudling will... I mean, turban and diaper robe... We need a picture of Madge with a turban on. Well, I've got my black woman's turbine. Let's see. Hello? Answer the phone. These Nigerians want to loan me money, but they won't answer the phone. Hello? Oh, Dude 2008 congratulates me on my YouTube success. Yes, I was number 13 on YouTube yesterday for the comedians. This is the most famous I've become ever since 1967.
Cannot be completed at the moment. Please try again later.
My head's too big for this. You know what? Fuck you.
Sorry, your call cannot be
completed. Listen, you bitch. You're the one that fucking called me Nigerian. Here, let's try it again. Did I dial the number right? +234 80 7654 7422 22. Don't mess with my 22. That's right. I'll call it once more and then we're back to Beryl Maudling's topic. I heard I'm huge on YouTube. True. True. Let's see. Hillary has gone insane. The penis done ejaculated all up in she's brain. What do you mean she's got insane?
Sorry, your call cannot be completed.
Justin, what do you mean she gone insane? Women of YouTube podcast. Yes, I will be appearing on Everything Important because I am. I'm going to start dyeing my hair so I can get lymphoma too, like Xeni, Xarden. Let's see. Okay. Ecuador, Greenspan. Oh, we were on... Beryl. This show's for you and you're not even helping. Beryl Maudling, you're supposed to be giving me the topic. Since the Nigerian didn't answer, what am I to do? Beryl Maudling. Beryl Maudling is my higher power today. I let go, let Beryl. That's my attitude. By the way, Wanda Wisdom's having her 3-year anniversary. So that'll be nice for her. And get fucked. Okay. And Beryl Maudling. Okay. Beryl! Oh, it's Beryl. Hi, Beryl.
Beryl?
Is this Beryl?
Beryl?
Hello?
Beryl?
It's not Beryl, I don't think.
Beryl?
Beryl Maudling.
Is that you, Beryl?
Are you there, pro God? Beryl, it's me, Madge.
Beryl, take down that robe.
Ooh, that's hot. I can barely hide my vagina in this here dress.
Beryl, show me your birthmark again.
Mm-hmm.
Beryl?
Listen, how long do I have to answer you on the question, Bicycle Mark, that you asked me this morning? Because I would like to do that, but I just need to... I'm working on something that it's
going to be... Beryl, how?
Okay, good. Hello, Chris. It's not really Beryl. Do you think I'm stupid? I went to Vassar, you know what I mean?
And how did you do there? What did you major in?
Antiviruses by Organic Gold. I can't believe you don't know what I majored in. How many times have I fucking said it? Anthropology.
Oh, my God, that's right, with the gay dicks and all.
What else do lesbians ever major in at the Seven Sisters? Anthropology. Leg shaving. No, not really.
Were you in a sorority there?
Yes.
Did they have those at Vassar?
It was called the Sisters of Sappho, and we just ate cunt all day. Next question. You want to hear some more of these nice clips I got in the mail?
Yeah.
Okay, these are also great. First of all, I'll just play the beginning of the inspiration.
Dr. Liswood, I didn't marry a finger.
Not that one.
Barrel?
Let's see. I sat in the... Not that. God, I'm so unorganized. Hold on.
I will go off on you, bitch.
I think I deleted it. Shit.
And I can't stop worrying about the planet.
And what is it about Janet that is worrying you?
Not Janet, but the planet. No. And I can't stop worrying about the planet.
And what is it about Janet
Mark,
that
who are you
is worrying
for?
You?
Not Janet, but the planet.
I want to see if it matches anti-Vera's.
What did you say?
I wanted to know if anti-Vera and Bicycle Mark were voting for the same person.
Voting what?
Presidential campaign.
Antivera doesn't vote, remember?
Right.
Okay. Let me find this.
It's half functioning today.
Let me find this clip. I have it on my desktop so I can get this. I can do this. Andy snaps. This is courtesy of Cheryl of whorehole.org. She's a very ugly woman. I'm just going to play the beginning part and then we'll launch into some beautiful clips.
Andy, my point is, sorry,
I got to put it on the wrong slot.
Andy, my point is just this.
Beryl Maudling.
Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
Please wear a diaphragm all the time. Please don't add to his troubles. Please don't worry about an unwanted pregnancy. Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. Please don't worry about it. Please don't make fun of him at this time. Please don't be concerned. Please treat them kindly but firmly.
Breasts.
Please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you. Please don't worry about it and don't be concerned about the size of the penis. Please don't do that to each other. Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax. Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Okay. Hello?
Pat it dry. Don't rub.
Yeah.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
What?
Do you have any other albums?
Please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate.
Please remove it.
Okay, so, hello.
Hey, did that intervention work on Andy?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because this is important to mention. Texifornia, who's that triathlete who does a podcast, Zen and the Art of Triathlete, he's been helping Andy, and he's actually started an exercise program with Andy. And Andy started by, he had a video cast yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was on Ustream. It was extremely tragic, and I did manage to catch a little of it. Should I try and show it? It was very... very horrific. My cunt top is launchable. I think I can show you.
Yeah, show it. Did he talk about his weight or his family issues?
He read the Bible and flashed pictures of Jesus. I think he was completely insane. I mean, seriously, I think his mind gone insane. I think he was on drugs, seriously, or he had been drinking a lot of alcohol because it's the only way it would get him drunk. Hang on, let me see if this is it.
Maybe we should add him to this East Radio account so he can just come on here live.
He won't. He hates me. He hates me. Let's see.
I emailed him and asked him if I could use some of his cooking videos in the public access show, edit in some clips, and he was very enthusiastic about it. He was excited to hear about it. So
that's good.
He doesn't hate you completely. He's not mad.
No, he doesn't hate me. I can't find the movie, the DVD.
He's really heavy, though. He needs an upper chest brace, sort of.
A fupa?
Yeah.
He already has a special fupa.
He has one of those fat guy belts, too, which is like an extra long, highway belt.
But anyway, so this guy, Texifornia, says we need to encourage him, and I agree. I think it's wonderful. Andy, go. Get it. Do those jumping. He actually did exercise on this program yesterday. It was so good. His show is even better than Jennifer the Retarded Girls, I swear. If he did this every day, he would be more popular than that retard. And you know what? They would give him an iPod Touch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and do this. Let me know if you... Oh, Christ, I got to stand up and you see my giner? I don't know if I can do this. God, can you see this? This thing?
We have to go to Yahoo Live for this? Yeah, we can see it.
No. This is on Ustream. It's not on now. This isn't live. That's Andy. He's a little bit fat.
Full-fledged minister.
Hold on.
Wow.
Seriously. I'm not kidding. I will be. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
Does he take requests and eat things?
No. He's praying now.
Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed by thy come. I come before you as a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Fat one.
I give myself holy.
Hold on. I gotta pause this. I'm sorry. I have a double duty here because I use this to monitor my business. Sorry about that, audience. Very sorry.
And I shall be your faithful servant forever and ever. I will eat all the foods in your land that you want us to eat. I will partake of anything that you want me to partake of, especially if it involves dinners at the church and getting casseroles delivered to my door when somebody dies.
The Robert Stoll prayer.
Amen.
Oh, it's in tongues.
Is there grease on the lines?
Okay, so... we have finished with the church portion of this evening. I think we need to do a little bit more exercising. So, we're going to find a song.
He's very womanly a little. You see his boobies?
Gentle. This will be gentle. A great song.
I wish I didn't have so much glare, though.
So I'm going to put this down, and I'm going to do a little bit of exercise.
I'm exercising holding up this fucking thing. Look at how big he is. Hold on.
Make the laptop heavier.
Come on, Andy.
No,
get back. Come on. Andy, do it. Come on. I can't hold this so long.
Brian from Royal Oak asks, if he were splitting his wrists on the camera, would it be funny? And I say, well, of course it would. Yes. No. You need a webcam? Madge can send you one.
Oh, wait. There's the... Okay. Here.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. He's standing on a chair. He's getting up on a chair right now.
It's a remarkable piece of furniture.
You hear it squeaking? I don't know what.
Is that how he exercises? He humps the chair?
I don't know what he's doing. It's weird, huh? He's showing real rear camel toe because I asked him to, I think. Dude, look at the ass. Can you see it? Can you tell it's an ass?
That's all I see. I just see black.
Good Lord. He's exercising.
What is the music he's listening to?
I don't fucking know.
Is that gospel? Bible hymns?
Yeah. See, he's doing deep knee bends. Can you see?
I see it.
God, though. It's like amazing.
That's probably helping him gain weight. I don't know if that's...
Okay.
Did you encourage him to do this show, or he just did it on his own?
I didn't know about it. Griselda told me about it. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Wow.
Look at that. I asked him to show me his front butt, but he wouldn't.
Oh, here he comes. That's like a priest.
That's it. That was his exercise. Then he shut it off. He did jumping jacks earlier, but I didn't get those on take. Jesus Christ. Now I gotta aim this shit.
How many viewers do he have?
Well, he had like 3 until I Twittered it, and then he had about 1,080. I don't know. He had probably 15.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great.
Yeah. It was seriously the best Ustream I've ever seen in my life. Even better than the retorted girl.
You need to get him an oxygen tank.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Alan's... Now I lost my visual. Christ. I need to know what time it... Oh, I'm going to... what time? How long have I been recording this thing?
25 minutes.
Has it been 25?
Yes, it's 25 after 12.
All right. I want to do something useful, but I definitely... Hang on, I need to see. Why doesn't this fucking tell me how much goddamn fucking tape is left? Jesus H. Or I'll just go by this. All right, can you tell me when it's... Oh, no, it's been over 30 minutes. All right.
Okay.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I have to end early today. Even though we really didn't... Did we do anything?
We watched Andy. We watched Andy move.
And I played some clips of Andy. And...
Yeah.
And I mentioned barrel modeling a few times, and right, and okay, real quick, I can go a few more minutes because it's okay. What's one more tape in the scheme of things? Did you get that 1,000 tape package I sent you, by the way, Chris?
Yeah, I've started on that. I've also, public access station there in Chicago is going to be mailing paperwork to your house under my name. So you should be getting it to your apartment.
Okay, do I have to open it? Do you think I'll still get it if it's in your name? I hope so.
Well, I put your address on. I'm assuming they'll just deliver it.
Did you put the apartment number?
I didn't have that, no, sorry. I had what you sent on the UPS box. Whatever was on that, I put on there. I can have them send it again. It's not a big
if
deal.
It doesn't have the apartment number, I can tell you it's not going to get here. But if you put unless you put care of Madge Weinstein, wink, wink.
All right. Well, I'll do that again.
Did you use the care of?
Uh, No, I did not use the Carib. I just used what was printed on your package here.
I don't know what's printed on my package. It does. If it has the apartment number, I got it. If it doesn't, I didn't. Because okay, there's there's about 850 units in this
right.
building. And so I want to just go over this Greenspan thing. I love this quote. As of right now, U.S. economic growth is at zero.
Yes.
Greenspan said, adding, the longer it stayed this way, the greater the risk of deep recession. So they don't actually call it, they don't actually say that we're in a recession. They just say the greater the risk of a deep recession or depression. All right.
Why is he even, he and his class of financial elites are the ones who caused this whole situation in the first place. I like that he pretends as though he had nothing to do with it. They're the ones who advised that the companies send their production and jobs overseas and totally gut the nation and put everyone into debt, offering them insane loans that nobody could afford to pay back. They're
because
the ones who caused
them. Senile. He's senile.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, here's two articles from Max. Wheat prices soar, famine to spark riots around the world. The revolution is coming. Okay, that's pretty good.
I hope it does come.
Prices of type quality wheat jumped 25%. Jesus Christ, 25%, people. Yeah. Prices of top quality wheat jumped 25% yesterday, the biggest one-day increase ever, to a record high as Kazakhstan, one of the world's largest exporters of the grain, said it would impose tariffs to curb sales. Is this just Kazakhstan? Prices of top quality grain jumped. I don't think it's just Kazakhstan. 25% yesterday, the biggest one-day increase ever, to a record high, as Kazakhstan, one of the world's largest exporters of grain, said it would impose tariffs. So this is a worldwide, I guess. The move, which follows similar restrictions in Russia and Argentina, is likely to put further pressure on already tight global wheat supplies. It's okay, we can just make it into diesel fuels or something. That'll make the price of fuel cheaper. Let's see. Now, the other thing from Max he sent me is, bankers having heart attacks. Good.
Good.
That's what Max meant. A global banking crisis would kill tens of thousands of people through heart attacks. This is the Financial Times. This is fan-fucking-tastic. This is the Financial Times. Okay, this is not some joke. This is not The Onion. A global banking crisis would kill tens of thousands of people through heart attacks brought on by stresses and anxiety. Cambridge University researchers warned. David Stuckler and colleagues have carried out what they say the first study of the related banking crisis to mortalities. The statistical analysis of 40 years' data from the World Bank and the World Health Organization concludes that a system-wide crisis increases deaths from heart attacks by an average of 6.4%. That's all? Oof. Got my hopes up.
Yeah.
In wealthy countries and more developing. I had this vision, like, of all the asshole bosses I've ever had all dying, you know? And then the other thing is the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, which was created after the Great Depression, is gearing up for a huge increase in bank closures.
Terrific.
Bank bankruptcies in this country.
But we know we need...
All right. I don't know if I...
Either, whatever money we have, right to the rich. That would just solve everything, right?
Say that again. You Skyped out.
What we need, of course, what they're going to tell us is what we need is more deregulation, more free market, free trade policies. We need Ronald Reagan to rise up out of the grave and begin peeing on poor children. That will turn the situation
around.
We
don't need
right?
that. We have Hillary Clinton. We have
Hillary Clinton to do it, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. But she has nothing to do with her husband, Bill, destroying Medicaid. And
destroying welfare.
And putting NAFTA into play.
Of course not.
Even though she has all the same advisors that she had, that he had. Because she's going to march in the gay parade, so we have nothing to worry about.
She has 30 years experience ruining people's lives.
Right.
And like John McCain has a lifetime of... But Republicans... sorry, go ahead.
No, I just like her. I like the way she looks. The cheekbones, it's hot.
She fills out a pantsuit nice.
I think they both are pretty hot looking. Anyway, for 3 hours on Tuesday, Starbucks will shut down every single one of its 7,100 stores so that baristas can receive a refresher course on how to best improve the customer coffee experience. And the reason is
because the company's shares dived 42% last year on signs that consumers were falling out of love with Starbucks. Poor Griselda. Oh, and then did you hear, Chris, about this censorship on 60 Minutes? That's really weird.
No, I didn't hear it.
There's a TV station that censored a segment on 60 Minutes that was about Alabama's incarcerated former governor Don Siegel.
Oh, it's about that governor story? What, yeah. Did the state not show it down there?
There's a station in Alabama, or at least one station, that blacked it out and blamed it on CBS network troubles, and CBS came back and said, no, there was nothing wrong with the network.
Of course.
And people are speculating. Dunkin' Donuts is having half-price coffee day, so I guess that's today. That's really fucking important. Thanks for making me mention that part of the fucking story. I was interested in the speculum. Jesus.
You know what I'd like the CEO of Starbucks to do? I'd like to have him go on closed-circuit television to all the stores in the country, all 7,100 of them, and live in front of the cameras in front of all the employees. I'd like him to take a knife and slit his own throat. That would improve the company.
But it would look like. Have you ever seen the guy? He just smiles like this. Griselda's met him. He's really creepy. Because, you know, in Starbucks, the rule is you have to smile all the time. And he does.
Well, before he slits his throat, he can have the vice president like take a sledgehammer and smash his smile out first, and then he can cut his own throat.
Okay. Now, this is a good story only because I like the headline. If there is hope, it lies in the proles. You know who said that?
Any number of people. No, I don't know.
George Orwell.
Well, you know, the proles have been busy bulking up, but
lapsing
in a long way.
And Cheryl's cunt. If there is, just because you dismiss conspiracy theories doesn't mean they aren't real. Does anyone think the right wing or neocons had the capacity for what has gone on in the 7 years? Could the PNAC have put together some? Well, I like the headline anyway. McCain says he could lose over the war issue. Duh. I'm telling you, whoever like wins Democratic primary, if they want to win, and I'm sure they'll fuck it up and lose anyway, but if they want to win, all they have to do is play that recording, the video of John McCain singing, you know that song, bomb, 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 Iran. I mean, that's it.
Democratic National Committee will actually make commercials telling the nation how wonderful, how moderate John McCain is, and how you should probably vote for him. That's what they would do. That's their strategy.
Ew. Ustream 88017. Ew. Ghetto. Coffee costs me under $10 a month. I buy a big can of Folgers at the Walmart. Ghetto. Ew. No wonder you don't even know how to change your nickname on the Ustream. Good Lord. Get out! First time I screamed all day. I think I hurt my uvula. What's her name?
I think you've lost like 3 pounds.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I'm just I have good news articles because I spent hours looking at beautiful women's at the Caribou while I was. And I was there to edit a video, but because I was watching Andy Melton read Jesus, I couldn't edit. So I was reading the news, which I guess is good because it was really hard to fit him on my screen as well as my Google reader.
Everything shuts down when he's
out. So for those of you who deny my postulate that podcasting is dead, Dig is getting rid of their podcast section and just they got rid of it and they're just keeping the video section. So that's great.
Did their stock price go up?
Uh-huh. Okay. Jewish advocates of preemptive war with Iran come under increasing criticism. Oh, this is where we mention Straight Chris's friend Norman Podhoretz. I'm not going to read that.
This other guy needs to kill himself in front of his children.
Okay, now Bill Kristol is attacking Obama for not wearing a lapel, for not having one of those huge ghetto magnets with the yellow ribbon and the pin. Has childhood become too commercialized? Obama photo in turban, robe causes stir. That's AP. Let's see. Subprime meltdown as told by stick figures. I think they mean Melton. Why no questions about climate change? Have you noticed that this is from something? It's from We Don't Agree. LearningFountain.com. Have you noticed that in all these political debates, nobody acts, so they say acts, questions about the biggest threat facing this nation as well as the world, climate change. Sure, occasionally the candidates talk about energy independence or something similar, but questioners never bring up the subject why. Now, the why I wanted to read. There's part of the why. The world, they answer it related to coal. One can't talk about coal without noting its influence in this campaign season. A very obvious place we see its thrust. The industry is once again sponsoring the Democratic presidential debate tonight. Is that right? What date is this? This is 2/22.
They did earlier.
Americans for Balanced Energy Choices, an AstroTurf organization that promotes the interests of mining and other coal-related companies, has sponsored a number of this year's debates, which mean that nearly every commercial break has brought us ads like this one touting the virtues of this dirty, dangerous, climate-endangering fossil fuel. My God. The worst pollutant, and this is from the blogger, the worst polluting and CO2-emitting fuel is coal. Greater use of coal that these guys recommend will hasten the climate-emitting catastrophe we dread. Furthermore, it will be very hard to reduce CO2 emissions, and it will prolong the catastrophe. More than any other fuel, we must get rid of coal. There's a lot of talk about clean mining and clean coal. They're both phony. All you need to do is go to a coal mining site in Appalachia to see how the land has been ruined by clean mining. As for clean coal, the industry touts that it can take CO2 out of coal-firing plants and sequester it in underground storage caverns. Ask them how many plants do this. Ask them what would happen if the CO2 leaked and killed a few people. Several people have already been killed with rising CO2, though the CO2 did not come from sequestered places. Just give us some research money, we will produce clean coal, they say. Fat chance. Besides, why waste research money on dirty and CO2-emitting coal when we should invest research in truly clean and non-CO2-emitting fuels such as wind and solar and other non-carbon approaches? The coal industry is fighting us every step of the way. They keep the discussion about the climate change problem off the air by sponsoring the political debates. Is there a community-minded company that will sponsor such debates and encourage clean fuel discussion? Well, I'm sure Amy Goodman would sponsor, but nobody fucking would pay any attention to her. And I'm sure she's tried.
In the chat room, M says, it's clean coal. It's not a sickness. But you're right. I was talking with some people this weekend, and they're nominally, I would say, liberal-minded in their thoughts, but they only have as much information as the national media gives them. So,
I'll tell you, I don't know shit about clean coal, and when I heard that, you know, there's that governor in what state is it, Wyoming or something, where he's just always on the television bragging about clean coal and how wonderful it is, and he's got the solution to the world.
It's the guy from Montana.
But it's true. I mean, this is the most I've ever read about clean coal that actually has information in it, and it's not even from a newspaper, it's from a blogger. Bush administration censoring live TV. This is all over the web. Last night, CBS aired a 60-minute episode about the controversial conviction of Alabama Governor Don Siegelman and the trial that basically convicted him of political crimes. The episode was highly critical of Siegelman's conviction and the possible intervention of Karl Rove to hush up the affair. Suspiciously, however, the transmission was interrupted all across the northern half of... Oh, damn. Hold on. Clean blood. All across the northern half of Alabama. You can read more about this at Harper's. Okay, so go to Harper's if you want to read about that.
It's a really long article.
For me, this is so serious, it calls for a little bit of response. No, I need a response from someone I trust.
Please don't be concerned.
Do you hear that?
Please don't be concerned.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Please treat them kindly. But firmly. Treat them with respect.
Okay, he's talking about my breath.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.
This is a good one. You'll like, for all those people that hate antidepressants, even though I'm on them. BBC News says a study shows antidepressants have little to no effect. They're talking about SSRIs, though. So the speed that I'm on should be fine. Musical diplomacy as New York Philharmonic plays Pyongyang. See, this is a good story. This is something, this is one of all the stories, this is one thing that to me gives me a sense of optimism. Cold War foes, the United States and North Korea enjoyed a rare moment of harmony on Tuesday when the New York Philharmonic played an unprecedented concert in the Hermit State.
See, that's a wonderful thing. See, these are the types of things that this is, because you can't stick bullshit into music. Music is just music. It's just like that wonderful orchestra that I think Barenboim conducts, where it's got half the people are from Palestine, half are from Israel, and they play beautiful music that has nothing to do with politics. I mean, these are wonderful things. And I think that's good.
Well, I've got I got another happy news story. This one gives me some hope. This is Pizza Hut's got a new double deep meat lovers pizza, and each individual slice has 580 calories.
Whoa! And how many slices are in the pizza?
Oh, probably like 8 or 10, depending.
Please don't worry about it.
So many toppings that Pizza Hut needed to use a specially folded crust to hold all of them in.
Wowie.
There you go.
That's fan-fucking-tastic. Let me see if I can get this right. Now, I would like for you... Hold on. I want to get the part where Andy screams. I need to isolate that. Just a second.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
Yeah.
Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass! Okay?
That's good. I got it isolated.
Wonderful.
Yay, Andy!
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
Anyway, what were you saying?
I was just going to break down the calories for you here.
Okay.
580 calories total per slice. 330 of those calories are from fat. There's 36 grams total fat, 14 grams saturated fat, 1.5 grams trans fat, 100 milligrams of cholesterol, 1,990 milligrams of sodium, 31 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fiber, 3 grams of sugar, and finally 31 grams of protein in one slice of double deep meat lover's pizza.
Can I order this online?
PizzaHut.com, I believe. It's not a sponsor of the show, and it never has been.
Oh, shit. You know... Yeah. Okay. You know... I don't know. I was thinking, I could call them and ask them about that, but it would just be too much of a headache.
You just get
secretaries.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Extra large bacon cheddar cheesesteak hot dog sandwich.
Would you consider that a diet pizza by Andy Melton standards?
Probably, yeah. That would probably be like a light in between lunch and dinner snack type meal. The 530 calorie slice.
No, okay. That was a setup for my little joke. Can you please answer that in the negative?
No, Madge.
Yes, it is. You stupid bitch.
Okay, thank you. All right, now. Bank of America Axe. This is from Andy Maddock. He's a friend of mine. He has a wonderful blog. When he actually blogs, he always picks fantastic things. Bank of America Axe government for $739 billion. Jesus Christ. That's like half the cost of Iraq so far. My God. From one bank. Do you realize how incredibly huge this depression is? And I'll go ahead and call it a depression.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like big time. I mean, you have one bank asking the government for almost $1 trillion. Jesus. Why don't they just close the banks and give people the money and just forget about the banks? I mean, if they don't have any money, what do we need them for? Seriously. They don't have any money. They lend, you know, just close the bank. Let them die. Give the money to people. We'll put it under our mattresses. And I think one institution that we can survive without is definitely banks. Grocery stores a little harder. You know, healthcare a little harder. Banks, I think we might have to just skip them. We might have to take a pass on banks and insurance companies. Let the government... You going to order me a meat lover's pizza?
No, I'm going to order you some of those breast cancer awareness M&M blend bags. They
Please
got pink
be very
and white
careful.
Ribbons on the back of them. From the Susan G. Komen for the Cure ribbon logo and message.
Oh, that stuff is such fucking bullshit. They think purple ribbons cure fucking cancer instead of health insurance. I love that whole idea. The whole idea that America's in this state where all you have to do is exercise in order to cure cancer is just completely retarded. Okay, so the proposal warns that up to $739 billion, they can't say $750 billion, and mortgages are at moderate to high risk.
moderate to high risk.
High risk.
Just from one bank of defaulting over the next 5 years. And then millions of families could lose their home. To prevent that, the Bank of America suggested creating a federal homeowner preservation corporation that would buy up billions of dollars in troubled mortgages from the banks, so the banks won't lose a dime, at a deep discount. I'm sure it won't be below, and I'm sure it won't be at a loss to the bank. Forgive debt above the current market value of the home. See, above the current market value.
Which is nothing.
Right.
Krispy Kreme has introduced a new whole wheat donut. It's 100% whole wheat, and it only has 180 calories in it.
Well, the regular donuts only have like 220. It's not like you're saving a lot, especially when you eat a fucking dozen like most double Fs. Have you ever seen a fat person with one donut? Have you ever seen a fat person leave Krispy Kreme with one donut?
Or need help with the door.
As opposed to a case, when those huge boxes that you buy shirts in the Kohl's, they stick with donuts. Forgive debt about would buy up billions of dollars in troubled mortgages at deep discount. Forgive debt above the current market value of the homes and use federal loan guarantees to refinance the borrowers at lower rates. Lower rates. Close the fucking banks. Fuck them. The reason they are at high risk is twofold. Prices are too high in Congress, and this administration is spending too much money weakening the dollar. Home prices need to come down, and the war in Iraq needs to be stopped cold turkey, and Congress needs to stop bailing out banks and homeowners when they do something stupid. While we're at it, we need to abolish the Fed. I think that's the... wait, let me finish that. I hate people that fucking don't make you click on their fucking shit in order to finish reading from the goddamn news feed. Jesus Christ, now I lost it. If the Fed had not reduced interest rates to 1% and held them there, the bubble would never have gotten as big. Tax breaks by Congress and things like the Ownership Society helped drive up prices. In other words, that whole scam about, oh, you have to own, so that you can be in debt. God forbid you should rent, so that you're not in debt. The reason that they're at high risk is twofold. Prices are... Oh, I just said that. Oh, yeah, the Fed. That is the end of the sentence. It just ends with the Fed. I thought maybe that was...
It's mouth-watering to imagine a tasty, hot, and juicy Oscar Mayer hot dog wrapped inside a soft and warm bakery fresh bun. And now imagine only having to wait 35 seconds for that first delicious bite. The great taste and convenience of hot dogs in a bun come together with Oscar Mayer Fast Franks. Each individually wrapped Oscar Mayer Fast Frank tastes great thanks to a specially designed microwavable paper tray that heats the bun just right. So it's soft and warm right out of the microwave.
Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly.
Okay. And the FDIC, this is the article about that. The FDIC is taking, Federal Deposit Insurance Corp is taking steps to brace for an increase in failed financial institutions as the nation's housing and credit markets continue to worsen.
Please don't worry about it.
FDIC spokesman Andrew Gray said the agency was looking to bulk up for preparedness purposes.
Please don't worry about it.
Okay.
Please don't add to his troubles.
The agency, which insures more than 8,000 institutions, is also seeking to hire an outside firm that would help manage mortgages. Regulators are bracing for well over 100 bank failures. Oh, you'll like this, Chris. Well over 100 bank failures in the next 12 to 24 months, with concentrations in Rust Belt states like Michigan and Ohio. Yep. And the states that are suffering severe housing market problems like California, Florida, Georgia. In other words, any state that, has a legislature, said Jarrett Seberg, Washington policy analyst. So at least my state isn't out there. Go team.
M&M has announced that they're adding a big new addition to their family of products. New Mega M&M's are on average 55% bigger than the originals and give chocolate lovers more chocolate and peanut in every bite. Following tremendous consumer demand for the limited edition ogre-sized M&M's created in conjunction with last year's Shrek 2 movie release, the brand is adding the bigger-sized candies to the permanent line.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.
Chris, when you're done with your food issues, can you say stop like it's a telegram so I know when to cue Dr. Listwood?
Yes, stop.
The surge... Okay, we're not going to care about the surge. A room of our own. Oh, this is from Bicycle Mark. Evidently, somebody from Mother Jones is attacking. In Adam Weinstein's article, Stop the Press Releases, I think, is that Mother? Yeah, Mother Jones. He tells the newspapers that have cut back on staff and replaced traditional real journalism with bloggers who produce content for free. Well, I haven't read that article, but I started it, and you should. It's on Bicycle Mark's blog, bicyclemark.org. Oh, this is great fun. Now, this is an old one, so I'm going to stop after this. And then you can read a food. Do you have a food story to read now?
I got one ready right
here. Go ahead. But be sure to say stop when you're done.
Okay, fast food's most decadent burger arrives at Jack in the Box restaurants, consisting of three beef patties, two slices of American cheese, one slice of Swiss cheese, mayo, onion sauce, and a jumbo bun. The triple ultimate cheeseburger is a two-fisted burger sure to satisfy the heartiest of appetites. In focus groups, we discovered that our target audience, men, ages 18 to 34, want more meat and cheese. So we designed the triple ultimate cheeseburger for cheeseburger purists who don't want a salad on their burger stop.
Please treat them kindly but firmly. Treat them with respect.
Okay, UK scientists working in Antarctica found some of the clearest evidence yet of the instabilities of that ice in the west, in the part of West Antarctica. The trend continues, they say, it could lead to a significant rise in global sea levels. The new evidence comes from a group of glaciers covering an area the size of Texas. Just Texas. Just Texas. How many, like, glaciers the size of Texas, Sydney, California have fallen in the past year? I mean, like, does the planet hold that many Texases and Californias?
They should measure glacial size in, like, Andy Melton's. Like, there was an Andy Melton-sized glacier that broke off and killed a man.
David Vaughan of the British Antarctic Society. It has been called the weak underbelly of the West Antarctic ice sheet, and the reason for that is that this is the area where the bed beneath, whatever. If there's a feedback mechanism to make this ice sheet unstable, it will be the most unstable in the region. Satellite measurements have shown that three huge glaciers here have been speeding up. I can hear people's minds protecting themselves, thinking about Amy Winehouse. They're going, Amy Winehouse, Brittany. Food allergies, vagina cunt. Oh, I have to watch Geek Brief and Boing Boing and see tits. I have to see tits.
Kangaroo.
Penis.
Sitting on my face.
Tight pants. Hunk
while
of
praying.
The day. Facebook, help, food allergies.
Robert Scoble orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, so that's nice. Yes, and the thing is that, like, this glacier is so remote that it hadn't, until, like, this year, it hadn't been visited by scientists since 1961 when it was discovered. It's amazing that there's still places in the Earth that are still that inhospitable. Is anything happening on the Chakram? I haven't looked in a coon's age. I hope that's not racist.
Andy Melton. Melton, he says.
I didn't know Alan Greenspan was on the program. Why didn't you fucking tell me?
Oh, Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He recommends gold iPhones and iPods.
My antidepressants aren't working. Reagan 255. That's not Reagan Fox, is it? No, he's tweaked out somewhere in a pie. Oh, that doesn't make sense. Triple bypass burger, two-fisting, I'm rich, I'm hungry, buy gold bond, medicated powder, clean gold, shit bricks, Mrs. Brickshits, third grade teacher. I made that up. I'm saving this conversation for the blag.
Do you want some banana-flavored Twinkies?
Yes, sure. But as long as you remember to say stop after reading the description.
Stop.
Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
Okay, I'm going to end, and I'm going to find a song to end with. Let's see, but first Andy has to snap again.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
I'm sorry, I did that wrong. I have to do it over. I really am a perfectionist in some small ways.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
There you.
Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
Gee, but it's good to be here. Frankly, I feel... sips his champagne with all the fizz.
Don't worry.
Gee, but it's good to be here. I really feel in raffles. There's nothing like this, not anywhere. There's a magic that fills the air.
Please don't be concerned.
I'm so ecstatic. I could yell. I could dance the ball.
Please don't worry about it. Please don't add to his troubles.
But it's good to be here. Wouldn't miss it for the world. It's my considered opinion that the place to be is the place I'm at.
Please don't worry about it.
Be more sincere. Gee, but it's good to be well, to be great.
With a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!